Today's daf is daf chof zayin. And let us once again remember the complicated sugya, which we are currently in the middle of. Turn it over, Sabbatian. The question over here is what happens to ma'ot that are situmim, where we have a mixture of the chatas and the oila and the shlomi of the mazir, in a case where, for some reason, they're no longer roi lakrova. Either the nazir died, or the husband was made for the nazirut of his wife, or the child was mocha in the nazirut that a father made for him, or the money was lost, and it was nitchaper ba'acher, whatever the case may be. In all such cases, we said that we have, according to Rabbi Yochanan, halacha l'moshav Sinai, that is said by nazir, it turned out it's said by anything similar to nazir, that where you have multiple chiyuvim, multiple types of korbanos that come from one particular source, such as nazirus, saras, leda, and so on, that even though normally if you have money that is set aside for chatas in one of the five cases where we can't use the money, such as the cases that we mentioned, that then would be that the chatas, if it's a physical chatas, would have to be allowed to die, lock up and let it die. If it was money, it would have to be thrown into the Yam HaMelach. But in a case where the money is mixed, the halacha is, halacha l'moshav Sinai, according to Rabbi Yochanan, the entire thing, oila, shlomim, and chatas, surprisingly, is brought as a nedava for kayata mizbeach, an oila on the mizbeach. Okay, so it's sort of a public type of offering. But Reish Lakish said, that's not the reason. It's not halacha l'moshav Sinai. The reason is a deek of the pasuk. The Torah says, kol nidrehem should be la'ola. Now, yesterday we were machalek between cases of money and cases, other cases. But it was a machlokes what those other cases are. Some wanted to say even a behemah. Before Nachman made it clear, we're talking about a behemat balat mum. So a behemat balat mum is considered to be also stuma, maybe not, but certainly an ingot, something that you'd have to take for assessment, not. The question was, maybe an ingot even, how about a pile of lumber that's been cut to size? That not. Now, we said yesterday, the Tosis explains the reason for such a thing, is actually not innate, and certainly according to Reish Lakish, what we're going to say, the Pasuk says that only ma'ot and not a pile of lumber. I mean, it's a little bit of a joke. Okay, so according to Reish Lakish, for sure, we're going to have to say, as Tosis says, and the Rush says, that it's a gezeira, anything that is not immediately translatable into money, were cheshesh that the person subsequently had in mind to be miyachin it for something. Therefore, it is not considered to be ma'ot stumi. According to Rabbi Yochanan, we don't have to come on to such a svara. The Rosh says, according to Rabbi Yochanan, we would say that's the halacha l'moshav Sinai. Halacha l'moshav Sinai is money or shava kesef, which is money as if it's money. In other words, it's immediately usable, it's negotiable. Something that's not negotiable, you got to wait for a buyer who's going to need this lumber. That's not included in the halacha l'moshav Sinai for no reason. It's just the way that the halacha was given. No, it's still be. Look, the whole halacha is a contradiction to what we would have expected the halacha to be. So, fine. You can't take halacha. It's always like that. The halacha l'moshav Sinai, halacha is always very specific. It is what it is. It says ba'ot. We can't extend it beyond ba'ot. That's what it means. Today, the Gemara has some problems with this. Ask the Gemara like this. Let's once again review the kasha that we had yesterday. Omrei Rav Shimi bar Ashi l'Rav Papa. So we're now one third of the way up on Amud Beis. We're just going to review it again. Rav Shimi bar Ashi asked Rav Papa. I think we had a lot of shittas yesterday, whether it was Rav, was Rav Nachman, Rav Nachman by Yitzchak. They all said that ma'ot is specific. Ma'ot and not something else. Now, whatever the case was, whether it was lumber, whether it was an ingot of metal, but what was the reasoning? My time, my adravon, the amri ma'ot velo behima, or ma'ot velo naska, or ma'ot velo sevara. It's got to be, what are we saying? That ma'ot is specific. Now, the lashon here is not all that persuasive, because when you're saying ma'ot velo, you seem to be bedayik in the word. It isn't a function of a diak in the word if it's a gezerah because of something that may be around too large. What are you talking about? Ma'od velo. We're talking about ma'od velo. So enoch inami. And according to the Rosh, the words ma'od velo is a diak aliva de Rabbi Yochanan. In other words, if you're telling me that when the halacha of which we see that said ma'od, that ma'od means immediately negotiable and not an animal or and not a pile of lumber. Or according to Reish Lakish, that there's another reason to say that we mean only ma'ot, and not something that's going to hang around. There's not necessarily a diak in the word ma'ot. But you should say the same thing about birds. In other words, if animals aren't good, birds aren't good, right? So the din would be, therefore, ma'ot v'lo ofot. So if a guy leaves over birds now that are the situmim, ma'ot say, nope, sorry, only ma'ot situmim, not birds that are situmim. Yeah, okay, so what's your problem? Maybe that's true. Ha ha ha. Machinami, don't try that one on me. You're gonna try to tell me it's true. I know it's not true. Because Elaha the Ogre of Hista, Einakinin mit parashot, Ela Ibalakichat Baalim, Iba Siat Kohi. Did Rav Hista not say that someone who buys birds, so these birds, it's either Shnei Torim, Shnei Bnei Yoda, where he owes a pair of birds, echad v'chatat v'echad v'olam. When he buys them, he can say, okay, now, this one, the one with the pretty white spot, you know, near the, that one's my chatas. Then the other one's for an oil, or vice versa. If when he buys them, he says that, b'lekichad v'alim, then he has now defined these birds, one for chatas, one for which one. But if he doesn't define it at the time that he buys it, then basically the Kohen to whom the birds are given, and he says, bring this as my chiyuv, the Kohen makes the determination which one is which. That's the Asiyat Kohen. Now, what that is saying, the Tosfos says, the diak is a very powerful diak. Because if all you want to say is the halacha, that the Kohen can say what he wants. It's not nikba yet. Was it kavua? This one is the chatas, this one is an olam. Don't use the word miforashot. Use the word nikbaot, because that's usually the word that we would use when it comes to the dinim of hekdesh. This is kavua for a chatas, you can't change it to be an olam. Or vice versa. If you choose the word miforashot, it's because that word has technical meaning. The technical meaning is legavi the din of ma'ot situmi. So it's coming to tell me that birds are considered to be the equivalent of ma'ot situmi, and that, according to Rabbi Yochanan, there's no diak to say ma'ot and not birds. And according to Reish Lakish, there's no reason to say, well, you never know, you could be holding the birds around, maybe you were koveya, one for one for the other. Now Lamaisa, later on, the Gemara is going to say that that's ridiculous. Because the makor of this halacha, that the birds cannot be nikbaot, is actually a pasuk. And therefore, obviously, it wouldn't matter. Even if the guy did have in mind, I want this as the chatas, I want this as another word, but we don't know that yet. Because at this point, we're assuming that he's calling it situmim to tell me the halacha, that birds have a din of ma'ot. Later, we're going to answer that. We're going to show that this is irrelevant to the issue that we're raising. But right now, it appears very powerful. You're telling me ma'ot means dafka ma'ot, and not a behema, so that it means not a bird also. And yet over here, Rav Chista says, a bird is considered to be satum, and therefore, b'pashtus, what that means is, yiplulidadah, if the guy dies. Says Rav Papatema, I understand that. So what are you saying? Okay, tell me, what are you saying? You're saying that a behema, the thing is, that it was all wrong. Ma'od v'lo behema. So explain to me, what are you going to do with a case where it says Beferish in the Mishnah? We're going to have a little bit later. But it's not. Rabbi Shimon ben Gamliel Omer, Evi Shalosh Behemot, V'lo Pirish. A guy brings three animals, and he didn't say Beferish, which one goes where. Haru Uyala Chatat, Tikarev Chatat. Lo Ola, Tikarev Ola. L'shamim, l'shlamim, tikarev shlamim. So what are you going to say? That a behema is considered to be satum. Over here, the guy was lo pirish. According to you, that means it should be satumim. No. And it says over here, it's not so to me. The very fact that I was mafresh it, even though I didn't say what it's for, it's considered to be mefurash or not satum. What are you going to do about that case? Now, again, there's something very dishonest about this entire discussion. Okay? Because it's obvious to any idiot that if you've got an animal that is roe for a particular purpose, that it's going to be used for that purpose. So in a case where you've got the three different karbonos of the nazir, there is no mistaking which animal goes where, because an ayla has got to be a zohar, and therefore it cannot possibly be confused with a chatas, which has to be in a keva, for heaven's sakes. The shalomim in this case, the Torah defined as meaning to be an ayla, as an el nazir. So if it says over here that the guy set aside three animals, what it means is he set aside a male keves, he set aside a female kifsa, and he set aside an ayla. Now how the heck would I think that that would be called satum, for heaven's sakes? I mean, unless his brain was satum when he set it aside, he just happened to pick out at random keves, kifsa, and ayla, which is exactly what he needed to bring. It's true that that's dishonest. But so was the question from Ofot this night. In other words, basically, the conversation over here between Rav Shimi Barashi and Rav Papa is each one not talking past each other, but saying, stop trying to oversimplify and ignore the other issues. You want to bring a riot for Rav Chisda? You're talking about birds that are roaring for a carbon. You're telling me that that is a case that I can use to prove what the din is of Motz to me. Oh, really now? So you might as well go to the case of Behemah, where the Behemah is roaring for the carbon, and say, well, I mean, a Behemah, after all, is considered to be, if it's not Mufurish, it's Satum. Ignore the other issues. So, but come on, let's be serious about this. We're clearly going to have to define the case as being unique, where the thing itself that you set aside is indeed roaring for a carbon. Not mine. So how do you explain the Mishnah? By the way, I must tell you that that Pirish and the Gemara, which I believe to be the case, is not universally recognized. And therefore, everybody goes crazy to try to figure out some real meaning to this Gemara. I don't believe that there's a real meaning to this Gemara. In other words, it's not really meant that Rav Papa hasn't worked out what it is that Rav Shimi Barashi is saying, and vice versa. It's that they're both simply discussing a case which has innumerable complex issues that need to be dealt with before you can really apply it to the case that we have. And therefore, a lot of the discussion may be moot. As a matter of fact, what the Rebbe Vega points out, L'chatchila, is that the whole thing is moot anyway. What are you trying to look at? Those got enormous discussion over here of trying to figure out how we could really bring a raya from the case of the Kinim. It's really no geya. The whole diak is from a word. You're saying that the fact that you use the word mikpashot instead of nikbaot, that's the diak. Good, so if he's telling you, don't make that diak, I said, don't make the diak. I mean, is that such an important issue? I said, that's one of the approaches. But I'm simply telling you, oftentimes you will find a Gemara that leaves issues hanging until they're handled at the end. So over here, basically, they're telling each other, you're introducing a case which has other elements attached to it. Basically, the case of the Kinim and the case of the Behemoth are dealing with things that are suitable right now for Korbanos. So don't ask me what the din is Lagabi Satumim over there. This is what Rav Papa is telling you. So will you claim that Behemoth is considered to be Satum? Lavka Mufurash. Amarle. One second. There's another difference, and that is, in the case of the Kinim, the lakach v'yasa on Marach Mana. Over there, the din is that the Torah itself said that either the lakach or v'yasa. Therefore, either the Bialim can define at the v'lakach when he buys the birds what they are, or the Kohen defines what the bird is at the time that he does it. Otherwise, it's considered to be indeed satum. But over here, the case of Rav Shimon ben Gamliel, that doesn't make, obviously, you're telling me I'm ignoring complexity. You're ignoring complexity. The case over here, you got to be pretty dumb to think that this is a case of satum. Since the animal is only suitable for what it is, I mean, come on. If it's only can be a chattis, it can only be an oil, it can only be a chat, it can only be the yal nazir, obviously it's not satum. But by the case of the cave, it is satum. Now, if you claim that satum is some type of xeris akosif, so to speak, of alot lamesh visinat, ma'ot v'lokinim, why do we call it satum? That's still in the point. Mashenken, in this case, I mean, hocha, take out the word nami, according to most Rishonim. Hocha, mashenken, in the case of the Rav Shimon of Gamaliel and the Mishnah later, what are you trying to tell me? Mi matzitam, but what? You're really trying to claim that the chatas should be brought as an ayilamate, and therefore it's satum. I don't understand. One is a female, and one is a male. How could you possibly confuse the two? Hocha nekeva, hocha zachar. So there, enochinami, there it's considered to be satum. Mashenkein, in this case, if you're telling me, if it would literally be a satum, I wouldn't know what it was. Let's say it was all animals that weren't, I set aside parim. So then I'm saying parim would be ma'ot. In this case, I set aside this specific animal. That's the difference. Masiv Rav Amnuna. Rav Amnuna says, I got another problem. You said before, according to Rav Nachman, you said a behemoth that's a balat mum is considered to be ma'ot stumim. And the only case that's not is maybe a piece of metal that you're going to have to bring in to have it assessed, right? I don't think that's true. Because mi'amrina be'emat balat mum is considered to be stuma. A be'emat balat mum is not stuma. I'll bring you a right. Tashma. Now, before we get to this right, let me give you a brief introduction. There is a special halacha that we have, as we'll see later on, that even though normally an individual's karbanot can be used only for that individual, a son is in a unique position. And a son, since he is the yoresh of his father, is at times able to utilize money that was set aside by a father for his own nazirut. The son can use it for his nazirut.
Even if the father died.
Specifically, when the father died. So now he takes the place of the father. However, the halachas of that are very specific. It cannot be when they were both nazirim at the same time during the father's life. Because then he was already in his chayiv in his own karbanos. It can only be where the son accepts the nazirus after the death of his father, with the condition that he wants to use the money that his father set aside. And then only when it was money, and not when it was actual behemoth. When it was money that was left satub, he can use it. Normally, you can't switch somebody else's money for someone. Good. Now, we want to use the halacha that we're going to see later on in the Mishnah to prove, or at least to disprove here, that a behemat balat mun, you're claiming, Rav Nachman, even a behemat balat mum is considered to be the equivalent of ma'ot. I'm going to show you a behemat balat mum is not considered to be the equivalent of ma'ot. Ketzad amru ha'ish begaleach al nazirut aviv. So it says later on, where do we say that a son is able to utilize his father's korbanot for his own nazirut? Bizman, now the girsa here is completely confused. The Rishonim say the reason the girsa is confused is because the Tana did not want to schlep out and tell us the entire long Mishnah and Brises that describe the halacha. So he sort of just said bekitzer, but he said three or four different things that were all mixed up. And it sounds to you like they were meant to be read straight, but they're not meant to be read straight. So actually, what it does say is like this. When is another megalech lezrut aviv, bizman shehaya aviv nazir, not huv aviv nazirim. The huvavim nazirim is the case in which he cannot be megaleah on the zirutavim. So if he was a nazir, and his father was a nazir, and his father was set aside ma'ot, he frish aviv ma'ot with the zirutav, and then his father died, and then the son says, v'amar hareini nazir, almanat she'agaleach al ma'ot abba, so in that case he can indeed be a megaleach al ma'ot avi. However, in a case where the father had actual behema, so then, or in a case in which the two of them were nazirim, the father dies, leaving ma'ot stumot, so then he blew the nedava. If the father had died even though the son said, I want to be begaleach, but the father had already set aside a behema, mefureshet, so then if the chatat is identifiable, it should be tamut, the ola can be brought as an ola, because why not, even though he died, shlamim can be brought as a shlamim. Now, lechora, this would be true about the difference between the father leaving a behema and the father leaving ma'ot, even though it was a behemat balat mum. Because the truth is, if a behemat balat mum would be enough for a son to be megaleacha, meaning it was the equivalent of the money, right? So it was the equivalent of the money, so then we could have made a simple distinction that is even more powerful. We could have said, when is a son megaleach on his father's korbanot? When the father died leaving a behema that was a balat mum that had been mefurat. But how about if the father left a behema that was a tamim that was roy for the particular korban? Then not. But lebaisa, what does the Mishnah distinguish between money and a behema? So if it's distinguishing between money and a behema, the mashma'ut is that the behema, in any event, whether it would be a balat mum or whether it would be tamima, would always not be usable by the son. And yet, according to Reb Nachman, you're saying, Reb Nachman, that a behema that's a balat mum is money. That's what you claim. And that when we had halacha l'moshe m'sinai about ma'ot setumim, that was a reference to an animal that's a bal mum, exactly the same way it's a reference to cash. Can you explain to me then why, in order to explain in detail why it is that when it is that a son can bring the korbanot of his father, why it is that the Mishnah says the father had to leave cash? But if he left an animal, then the son can't use it. He could have said, if he left an animal, it depends if it's a balat mum or a tamim, right? How do you explain that? I mean, I assume my lava filu balat mum? Yeah, maybe not. I mean, maybe when it says, is that for me? Wow. Now let's do it. Maybe when it says a beimat, it means a beimat to me ma. So that din that a son is able to use in father's animal is only talking about money or a balat mum, but a to me ma not. Excuse me? So what are you saying? That a balat mum is just to ma danya? And that Reb Nachman yesterday was correct in saying that an animal that is itself not roi to be brought on the mizbeach is just the same thing as cash, because it can be sold. So then I ask you, so then why did the Mishnah, my ire ma'ot, why did the Mishnah come to tell me, I want you to know when a son can use a father's korbanot, when the father died leaving money? What do you mean leaving money? You could have said both cases, talking about a father died leaving the animal. If he died leaving an animal, that's a balat mum. And obviously, if it was just cash. I mean, so then the son can be megaleach on that, because it's cash. If the animal is a tamima, so then not. I mean, that's basically what we just distinguished a moment ago at the top of Amud Beis, right? If the animal is roi for the carbon, so then it's mefurash. If it's not roi for the carbon, so then they're not chinami. Whatever din amotz to me, certainly I'll leave a derim nachma, who said yesterday, ma'ot does not mean v'lo be'ema. Certainly it includes a balat mum. How do you explain that? He should have said, Haitalo be'emat balat mum, yiplula de dava, and the son can use it. You know, you're making an artificial distinction, excuse me. Hachinami, that is what he's saying. It's exactly what he's saying. If I want to refer to a balat mum as money, because I hold that that's all that a balat mum is, money, can I do that? Well, that's what he's doing. Balat mum l'may kadisha. The guy sets aside an animal that's a balat mum. Can you tell me whether, does it have kadisha saguf? No. It's a balat mum, so it's kadesh for its value, meant to be sold, and its value used for a carbon. So that's cash. It's the same as cash. That's what Reb Nachman is going to tell you. Hainu ma'ot. What do I have to make an artificial distinction? I'm supposed to think that somebody's going to get so fakrunt in another 100 years that they're going to start making distinctions. I'm not even going to think about such a thing. I'm a Tana writing the Mishnah. That's what Nachum will tell you. So obviously the Tana is not concerned with something that's completely an artificial construct. Somebody comes along and wants to claim that a baladnum is not money. Yes, Abba. Is that your right ear that's listening now or your left?
$5, $10.
Yeah.
That's unspecified or specified.
Unspecified, let's say.
Mm-hmm. And it's, can I take it out and I put in another $10 bill? Can I do that? $10, 10 cents, 100 shekel, no. Take it out, put another 100 shekel bill in. Can I do that?
You say take it out of a Hegdish box? Is what you're asking?
That
I set it aside for that? Yeah.
I can take it out and put it back in.
But yeah.
You could not do that with an animal, could I? That had a
you could.
Just take that mum.
If it had a mum, yeah. You can. That's the point. So it should be cash. That's what we're saying, because it's redeemable. Anything that's redeemable, it's called padui.
Okay.
So it's redeemable, so then it's cash. So we're using it as cash. That's all that I'm saying, is we're using it as cash. So what kind of question is that? So dummy, what's it for, dummy? Dummy, last I heard, is just the same way as saying ma'ot. It's a different word for ma'ot. So why do I have to start talking about, if it's behema, then it's for dummy? I said, ma'ot, that's all. Okay, Masiv Rav, I got another question. My question is like this. So this is a very interesting braita. And this braita is built around this halacha that we just had. Because from this halacha that a son can utilize money that his father had set aside and then died for karbanot, this halacha is unique to Nazir. How about if a father died leaving money for a karban chatas that he owed, which obviously now cannot be brought, and left a son who happens to be chayav in exactly that same karban chatas? How about there? How about if a father had eaten chaylev, left the karban chatas, dies, and the son is chayav of the same chatas? Now we see here that there's something unique about a son. He's Yoresh's father. Maybe he could actually use his karban. So you'll say, but what do you mean? A chatas whose owner died is one of the five chataot amitot. That's what you'll tell me. Ah, but then I'll tell you. So what about the chatas of a nazir? How come the son can use the chatas of a nazir? Mamonoshach. If it's tumim yiblul in a dava. If you hold that it's usable as a chatas, so then you shouldn't be able to use it for the son. You should have to throw it into the Yam HaMelech. So clearly there's a special din about a son, I would assume. That special din is that a son basically fills the shoes of his father. He's taking the place of the father. As the Gemara puts it, B'no kara d'avua. He's like his father's foot. His son can use it. In order to avoid that mistake, the Braita analyzes the parsha of the Karbanot in Vayikra to prove that a son cannot use the money that a father had set aside for a chatat under any circumstances. Now, when I say any circumstances, obviously there are different circumstances. One circumstance would be the father set aside a carbon for eating chalev, and the son was high of a carbon for chilul Shabbat. Maybe over there, in fact, they're two completely different issues. I can't use a chatas for chalev for Shabbat. Ah, but what about if the father had been mechal of Shabbat? That's a more chamur chatat. And the son had eaten chalev. So maybe then he can use the more chamur chatat. Okay, so there are different cases. We're going to bring a raya from the pasuk to all of the cases to show you can never ever use a father's carbon. And what's more, we're going to continue bringing rayas. You can't even use your own carbon. So there was a carbon that was set aside for one aver, it can't be used for any other aver. So this is a rather long braita that is fortunately going to take us all the way to the Mishnah, which is great because we have to get a daf ahead anyway because of the problem with the Seder and so on. And therefore, let's just have the patience. It's really very simple, very straightforward, just learning all of the psukim. And at the very end, we'll get to the kasha, which is a pretty simple kasha. Okay, so Masik Rava asks, you claim Rav Nachman that a behemat balat mum is the equivalent of cash. What are you going to do with the following braita? The braita analyzes the pasuk that says korbanot. Over there it says, there it's talking about a nasi. So it says, oh, dai lav chatato asher chataba vevi et korbano. My problem is, why does it need to say vevi et korbano? Obviously, just say vevi, vevi tzirizim. Of course it's for korbano. So when it says korbano, says the bride, that means be korbano yotze. He can only use his own korban. Ve'eno yotze be korban aviv. He can't use his father's korban. Yochol lo yotze be korbano shel aviv shifrish min hakala lachamura, o min hakamura lachala. Maybe he cannot use his father's korban when it was being brought for a different purpose. Let's say one is for chalev and one is for avodah zarah, for Shabbos. So one is kal, one is chamur, or vice versa. But perhaps he could, in fact, avo yotze bekorban shifrish aviv min hakala lachala lachamura lachamura. If it's on the same thing, then he could bring it. So that should be okay. Talmud lomar, therefore, says the Torah once again, korbano. Three times it says korbano with the parsha of chataot. Korbano, only his own personal korbano, is usable and not hevi korbano siratizim, only his own korban is usable, not his father's korban, under any circumstances. Ve'enu yotze b'korbano shel aviv at all. Now, wait a minute. Yochol lo yotze b'korban aviv, b'leima shifrish, afilu min hakala lakala min hachamura alam b'chamura. Okay, let me tell you something. That could be that if a father had set aside an animal and then he dies, that then indeed the son cannot use that animal for his own korban. But you know why? Because even by Nazirut, when a son can use his father's korban, he can't use his father's korban that was already set aside as an animal. He can only use the money. Okay, so I'm willing to accept that when it comes to a korban that's been brought for a sin, he can't use the animal. But that's because she'erein adam migaleach al be'emat aviv b'nezirut. That's because there is no model where a man can ever use his father's animal for any korban. But a son who can use his father's money for korbanot, if he's a nazir, perhaps he would be able to use his father's money for korbanot, not of a nezirut type, but for a sin. So therefore, ava yotze b'ma'ot shifrish aviv. Maybe a son who inherits a father's money, even for a different purpose, b'filu min hachamura lakala, or min hakala lachamura. I mean, after all, shari adam migaleach ha'ma'ot aviv b'nezirut, b'zman she'em stumim v'lo b'zman she'em mefurashim. A father's money can, in fact, be utilized, and perhaps if father's money can be utilized, even in this case, Talmud lomar yet a third time, korbano, ve'im keves yavi korbano. There you go, yet another korbano. To tell me dafka korbano, it's got to be his own korban, his own money, ve'ino yotze b'korban aviv. Ah, now that may be, but that's because it belonged to somebody else. Yeah? Okay, so there I understand that in such a case, yochol lo yetzei b'maot shifrish aviv, yes, where his father had set aside the money, indeed, afilu min hakala lakala, even it's for exactly the same purpose. Even it's chamura lachamura, exactly the same purpose. Good. How about if you yourself had set aside money to bring a korban chatas for one sin, and now you want to use that money to bring a korban chatas on another sin? So you might think that yotze b'korban shifrish la'atzmo, a case where a guy sets aside his own korban, and now he wants to change the purpose of that chatat, min ha'lakala la'chamura, or min ha'chamura la'kala. How do you know that in such a case you can't do it? Talmud lomar, even on your own korban, oh, da elav chatato asher chata, vehevi korbano. So again, we have yet another korbano to tell me that it requires your own personal korban and not the korban, your own personal, for another one. It has to be the korbano, chatato asher chata. Yachol lo yetze beveima shifrish la'atzmo mina kala kala chamura chamura or afilo mina kala chamura mina chamura kala. Okay, you can't use. I accept this. You got another diak to teach me. You can't use your own chatat, even for something of similar purposes. But you know why? That's because she getting mifrish beimalach elav vevi al adam or adam vevi al achelav. Maybe that's the case that it's talking about, because the halacha over there is sharei lo kiper lo maal. Since over here you have an animal is kedushat haguf. If you use this animal now for this purpose, you bring it as the other karba. In such a case, there would be no din of me'ila. Why no din of me'ila? Because I never took it out of mechulik. All that I did was I brought it on the wrong chet. That's not called me'ila because it remained in the rishus of hegdish the whole time. It's just that it's possible. So since I wasn't me'il on it, and I'm trying to use hegdish for the wrong hegdish, so I'm not yotze. Low keeper. Okay. But how about if I would have money and I took this money, maybe if I was mafrish money, I would be yotze. Let's say I'll be yotze b'ma'ochi frish la'atzmo. I set aside for my own personal carbon, I set aside money for a particular purpose. And then I decide, you know what? I had this money set aside for a carbon on chelet. Let me use it for dam. So mina kala lekala. Or I had it set aside for chilul Shabbat. I'll use it for avodas kochavi. Mina chamura lekala, mina kala chamura. Because, let me tell you something. If you set aside money, and you misuse that money, if rish la'atzmo ma'ot, so you set aside now money for yourself, for, should say, al ha-chelev, not min ha-chelev. For a chet of chelev. Ve'vi al ha-dam. Or al ha-dam, ve'vi al ha-chelev. Now, in that case, you've got a completely different situation. Because over there, sha'arei ma'al, you misuse the money. The din is that if you don't have kedushat ha-guf, and you misuse the money, then you remove it from the rishus of hekdesh. So maybe the very fact that I removed it from the rishus of hekdesh means that my new purpose is in fact acceptable. And therefore, I should be able to be yotze. And I should be mechaper. Talmud Lomar, therefore, stresses the pasuk. It's got to be v'chiper alav ha-kohen al chatato asher chata. It has to be for the specific chet that it was initially set aside for, ad she'ei korbano l'shem chet'o. Okay, we have four separate limudim. Now, getting to my kashas as well. According to Reb Nachman, the din of a be'ema ba'alat mum is supposedly the same as the din of ma'ot setumim, correct? And yet in this bright, when we wanted to say the purpose of our third diuk, we said, well, maybe that's because it's an animal. How about if it's money? I mean, I could have said, that's only if it's an animal that's a tamim. How about if it's an animal that's a balat mum? I didn't say that. So katani miyad behema. It says over here, the difference between behema and ma'od. Now, I assume that when it says behema, it's talking about even a balat mum. Mom, who says that? Maybe it's talking about a behemah tamimah. So then what would you be saying, says Rava? You'd be saying of a balut mumah, that a balut mum would have a din of a stuma, the way Reb Nachman claims, kistuma damya. So then my irony telling ma'ot shifrish aviv, if that's the case, why did you talk about your limut, dafka in terms of a case where the father had left money? You're saying, if he had left money, then the son would have been able to use it for nizirut. So too should he be able to use it for another chatas. You could have said even a bigger chiddush. You could have said, if the father had left the balad mum, which is the equivalent of ma'ot, that was to mean blah, blah, blah. But you didn't. So apparently a balad mum is not money. Litne balad mum. And again the Gemara answers the same answer it gave before Richie, which is balat mumin for dummies. And therefore it is okay, the maichazya. If for dummy. The only thing that it's usable for anyway, if it's a balak boom, is for money. So then, haynu ma'ot, that's the equivalent of saying money. What's nafkamina, how you spell it. Money is money, whether it's spelled dummy or mot. And therefore, when it says balak boom, it's the same thing. That's what Reb Nachman will tell you. So far, we have absolutely no reason to doubt the limudim that we had earlier. Those things that are immediately negotiable, and make the smile. Those things that are immediately negotiable are considered to be ma'ot. Those things that are not considered to be ma'ot. Obviously, we have special cases where in the very act of buying such an animal, you've already defined it for what it is. Nobody would be silly to ignore that possibility. Obviously, the situation with kinim is a unique situation because anyway, even if you were Shaya, there would be no problem because you cannot redefine what a cane is for, come hell or high water, even if you wanted to, even if you said so, even if you got up and took one bird and say, now look, Mr. Cohen, I insist, this bird is for my Eila and that other bird is for my Katas. The Cohen can say, well, I think I'll do it the other way. And there's no problem. That's Xeris HaKosum. So there are cases, obviously, we're not going to apply the standard explanation of what is called Satum and what is called Mefurash, but generally speaking, we have to take into consideration negotiability, according to Rabbi Yochanan, or the chashash of perhaps switching things, according to Reish Lakish, and Enoch Inami will never be able to say that necessarily a Balat Mum has its own halacha. Depends. I'll leave it to Rabbi Nachman. A Balat Mum is just the same as Dami, and therefore anytime it says Beima, according to Nachman, would have to mean to me ma, as opposed to money, which includes Beimat Balat Mum. Amalei. With a time, Eichot, a time, Rav Shimon ben Gamliel on there. Hevi, Shalosh Behemot, Von Lok, Pirei, Shavu, Yala, Chatat, Tikarev, Chatat, Vala, Tikarev, Vala, L'Shlamim, Tikarev, Shlamim, Amai. What are you going to say? I thought you said Behemah is not considered to be Mefuresh, Adamia. Amalei. Hatam v'lakach v'yasa, Amar Rachmanu. Ibe l'kichat ba'alin, Ibe asiyat kohen. Whereas, Hacha, what are you going to try to tell me that it's considered to be satum? Mimatzit amre aden de chatat ikarev ola. The keva was the chatat, hacha zachacha, the keva hacha zachacha. Mati Ravam Nuna. Mi amrin rebe mat balat mum. Is kistu, by the way, Reb Nachman says, Nadamya Toshma. Keitzar amru, ha'ish begalecha l'nzirut aviv, bizman shehu, sorry, bizman shehaya aviv nazir, v'frish aviv ma'od, l'nezirutu v'met. Ha'yahu, v'yamar eni nazir amenat shegalecha ama'od aba. But ha'yahu v'aviv nazirim, and then ha'yu l'ma'od stumim yiplu l'nilava. Ha'yta lo be'ima m'fureshet, chata tamut, ola tikrev ola, shlamim yikarvu shlamim now. My lava filu balat mum would have to die. No. To me, ma. Balat mum what? Is kistuma damia. So then my ire ma'ot. Is there only a case of ma'ot to me? You could say, lema. I talo be ma balat ba mum mum would be ibluladaba. No. It is what it's saying. Okanami. Balat mum la maikadish la dami. Dami anu ma'ot. Mati brava. Korbano with darshan. Dafka be korbano yotse. Veino yotzei b'korban aviv. Yochol lo yetzei b'korban shel aviv, which was for a different purpose. Shifrish min hakala lachamura, min hakamura lachala. But perhaps yotzei b'korban shifrish aviv, min hakala lachala, min hakamura lachamura. Talmud lomar korbano, korbano, b'korbano yotzei, veino yotzei b'korban shel aviv, even if it's for the same level of korban. Yochol lo yetzei b'korban aviv, b'behima shifrish aviv, that's a filum in a kalala kalab na kamaral macham. That's because sharein adam egaleach al behemat aviv in the case of nezirut. However, yotzei ava yotzei bimaot shifrish aviv a filum in a kamaral kalal min a kalala kamura in a case of money because sharei adam egaleach al maot aviv in the case of nezirut. As long as they were stumi, it was mentioned before Hashim. Talmud loma, therefore it says yet a third time, Korbano, the korbano yotze veino yotze be korban aviv. Yochol lo yotze be maot shifrish afil min hakala lakala min hakamura lakamura. Avo yotze be korban shifrish latzmo min hakala lakamura min hakamura lakala. Talmud Lomar, no, even on his own. Korbano, there too. Al-Khatato, Hashi Korbano, Lushub Khatato. Okay, but Yochalo Yetze Bideima, Shifrish Latzma Minakala Kala Minakamura Lakamura, or for that matter, Minakala Lakamura Lakamura Lakala, Shikain, Imifrish Beima Lakhela, Vevi Aladam, Aladam, Vevi Alakhela. In that case, Shikain Lo Ma'al, and therefore Lo Kiper. Avayotse Bemaot Shifrish Latzma Minakala Lakala Minakamura Lakamura, or perhaps even Minakamura Lakala Minakala Lakamura, because Shekeni Mifrish Latzmo Ma'ot Alachelev, Vevi Aladam, or Aladam Vevi Alachelev, Shekeni Ma'al, and therefore Kiper. Tamud Lomar, therefore we have to add Bedavka Al Chatato Asher Chatam and Islachlo. It has to be Al Chatato Asher Korbano L'Shem Chatato. Okay. Anyway, my kash is like this, says Rav. Katani Miyad. Be'ema. And that was the contrast. Be'ema versus Ma'ot. I assume Be'ema includes Afilu Ba'alat Mu. Well, no, says Rav Nachman. Be'ema means to me Ma. Oh, says Rav. So what are you trying to tell me? That Ba'alat Mu Ma. A Ba'alat Mu indeed would be Kistuma Adamia. So then for what possible purpose would he have said Ma'ot? My Ari Dikari Ma'ot Shifri Shaviv. You could even talk about a case of a Be'emat Ba'alat Mu, which is the same as Ma'ot according to you. Well, says we're not going to exactly what it's doing. Achinami. Dolomai Chazia, Ladami. Okay. Dami, Hainu Ma'ot. I'll spell it out to you. And therefore, it's the Raya gets Rav Nachman.